broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Thus, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration. Welcome, indeed, to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby is not with me today. He took a quick day off to spend some time with his family and a well-deserved break for Kurt. He'll be back, obviously, tomorrow. And let's see, we got a lot to cover during the show today. First thing is, Julian Assange got arrested. If you haven't heard that, it's all over the news. And we'll get into the details of that because I'm absolutely ashamed and disappointed at how that's all going down. I'll explain as time on the broadcast unfolds. Got an incredible guest regarding education next hour. Got Brian Rust with me first hour. So we got a lot going on here coming up on the broadcast today. Now, we had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, yesterday. Discussion of all things liberty, if you will. We talked about the measles cases spike in the U.S. New York's Rockland County has declared a state of emergency. Anyone under 18 years of age who has not received the, quote, measles vaccines is barred from public spaces without a medical exemption. Can you imagine the tyranny going on over there in New York? Wow. Violators, they say, could face up to 6 months in jail and or a $1,000 fine. Yeah, we're talking about a forced jab for the measles in parts of Brooklyn. I mean, it is out of control over there, folks. Wow. Vaccinations exemptions are under fire over this. It's all over the nation. The measles, big discussion. They say the unvaccinated are all responsible for everything. But my question is, why do the people who are vaccinated worry? Oh, Sam, you're just ignorant of the medical reality. You don't understand the herd mentality, do you? Oh, I get it all. I just think y'all are playing games. I'll just use the buck stops here discussion. Why, if vaccines are so safe and effective, like we're being told, why do all the pharmaceutical companies that make vaccines get a pass from accountability when vaccines are not safe or effective? And why do the U.S. taxpayers foot the bill? Why is there special, quote, vaccine courts with a vaccine compensation fund funded by the taxpayers that has paid out over $4 billion since it started? Why do we have all that if vaccines are safe and effective? Why do you shield the vaccine companies from accountability when things go wrong? And why do you put it on the back of the taxpayer? And why do you make that secret to where most Americans don't even realize the vaccine compensation fund that has already spent $4 billion of the taxpayers' money? Why don't most people realize that? Right? Measles warning letters, Chicago area hospitals are telling anti-vaccine parents their kids are at risk. But see, what about the other side of the story? What about the folks that would say, hey, my kid got hurt from vaccinations. We actually got a big payout for the vaccine injury compensation fund. Huh? See, they're lying and the buck stops. Let's have real debates on these discussions, not a manipulated debate, shall we? Christian church tells kids Jesus was queer. I mean, this stuff is just so blasphemous. It's beyond imagination. Stacey Abrams is a nutcase. She says Stephen Miller, that's a guy for Donald Trump that might hit the Federal Reserve Board, right? He has shown vestiges of white nationalism. All right, well, Stacey, you've shown vestiges of Black Pantherism, right? I mean, just extreme. All right. MA, that's Massachusetts, right? Bans gay conversion therapy. Chelsea Clinton jumping aboard, saying only 34 more states to go. So Chelsea Clinton might not be running for office, but she's politically active right in the thick of it all, folks. We talked about this guy named Eric Swallow, or Swalwell, I guess it is. Eric Swalwell. He's pushing licensing and insurance requirements for gun owners. And this guy's running to be president, folks. Wow. White reporters, you heard me, the white kind of reporters, excluded from Georgia mayoral event for black politicians. White people banned for black, what? White reporters? What's going on around here? Well, the answer is the double standard exists. And we've been highlighting this forever just for you to keep an eye on, huh? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour two, we talked about a Christian that got fined $55,000 for calling a trans politician. Now, did you know we had trans politicians? Yeah. You called the trans politician a biological male. And the Human Rights Tribunal says there's no room for debate on the subject. $55,000 fine. You can't even think or believe what you want anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Chelsea Handler blames her white privilege for acting like a spoiled brat after the Donald Trump election. It's the white privilege, don't you know? Yeah. You can't believe in, you know, male and female anymore. You can't, you know, advocate for your race. We got a mixed up world, folks, when it comes to free speech, free association, the ability to think and believe as you choose, right? Isn't that what our founders fought for, folks? Nolte says scientists prove that man-made global warming is a hoax. Amen to that. Breitbart with that piece. Spot on. Let me say it again. Scientists prove man-made global warming is a hoax. No doubt about it. Boston Herald is in the news doing a great job. Erupts on toxic media. Democrats willfully reporting false news to the American people. Joe Kovacs, WND.com with that piece. In other words, Boston Herald and WND.com teaming up for a great report, basically saying, hey, the Democrats are intentionally peddling fake news and they know it. Wow. Nolte, that's the same guy at Breitbart, says BBC got ordered to pay damages for fake news about Donald Trump and the Ukraine president. BBC getting fined for fake news. What do you think of that, folks? Wowzers. Virginia coach Tony Bennett doing a phenomenal job. His first words after winning the championship, I'm humbled, Lord. What an example. Where's the media to tell you that wonderful story? Oh, they're too busy forcing the jab on everybody, right? They're too busy peddling fake news, aren't they? Reggie Bush, you know, the former NFL player, right? Absentee fathers leads to violence in black community. Boy, is he spot on, but it's all communities, folks. When you have fatherless homes, it's a disaster. Now, I'm not downing the mothers that do their best to raise their children on their own when they're forced to. They're just tremendous examples. But you know what? We need fathers in homes, folks. Reggie Bush agrees with it. I agree with it. It isn't a black or white issue. It's an American issue. It's a world issue. It's a reality check. The God-ordained family with a father and a mother who have fidelity to one another and to their children is one of the great answers. Mike Lee points it out, too. Listen to our radio commercials for that. Kardashian-Jenner family thanks ICE for arresting an illegal alien who broke into their home twice. Well, I commend them for that. She's spot on. Or I should say the Kardashian-Jenner family, they're right about that. We should thank ICE for keeping America safe. Texas Attorney General to investigate San Antonio ban on Chick-fil-A because of Christian values. Flat-out discrimination. Amen to that. Christians are starting to be discriminated against, folks, and we better highlight it and point it out. Why would Chick-fil-A be banned? Just because they believe in Christian values, huh? All right, we talked about getting rid of debt may actually make your brain work better. No joke. Andrew Keshner with the piece, they say that getting out of debt can actually make your brain work better. It stands to reason the less debt you have, the more family you have, the less stress you have. It's good for your health, marriage, all these things, you know, out of debt, all the things we talk about, good for your health, folks. They blatantly admit it. Cornell University kind of melts down. Disinvites, that's an interesting word, disinvites black Christian pro-life speaker over her belief in biblical marriage. I kid you not, folks. This black female leader, she's right. She's Christian. She's pro-life. She believes in traditional marriage. They thought she was going to promote, like, you know, pro-death and, you know, perversion of marriage and all these things. And Well, they found out who she was and they said, oh, we can't have her talking about that. I commend the Christian female leader. The pro-life, pro-traditional marriage viewpoints. Good for her. Sad tale, disinvited. Again, religious Christian discrimination by Cornell University, huh? We talked about Chris Kobich to Trump. End remittances to Mexico to stop illegal immigration to boost the U.S. economy. This is spot on, too. Hey, don't let the Mexican illegals come here and then send their money back to their own native country. Stop it. Stop the welfare system in America, Sam Bushman saying, and Chris Kobich to Trump saying, don't let them send their money back to their mother country. If they're here illegally, stop their payments. Amen. Donald, get on it, buddy. You got a lot of tools at your fingertips, and you don't seem to be using them as effectively as we would like to see you do. Now, don't get me wrong. We're grateful for what you are doing, but you got to do more, and that's a great, bright idea from Chris. We talked about the Department of Homeland Security to make the point, just released 84,500 illegal aliens into the United States in 2 months. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, turning out to be an enemy to the Donald on this one. We talked about AARP sweetheart deals with federal government facing scrutiny, violating privacy. Great topics. The broadcast for yesterday, 2 hours of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, is available at libertyroundtable.com. Download live and on-demand free audio, and while you're there, donate, would you please? Every penny will grow our presence in the media. Quick pause. Sam Bushman on your radio.
What do you wish your parents would do to show you they love you?
Take me to Montana. That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march. That is why we pray. And that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
Wow, there's so much news going on in our nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely hard to even keep track of it all. Good news, though. Kurt's on a break with his wife, but I got Brian Rust in the studio. RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you, Sam.
Man, we got a lot to cover in the news. I don't even know where to start, but let's start with this. The federal government reported a $146.9 billion deficit in March alone, causing the annual debt to rise 15% for the first half of the budget year. Now, this is Washington Associated Press, okay? Compared to the same period in 2018. So it's up 15%. The Treasury Department said on Wednesday in its monthly report that the fiscal year deficit has so far totaled $691 billion. That's up from $600 billion in 18. Now, the Treasury Department expects, listen to this, the Treasury Department expects that the deficit will exceed $1 trillion when the fiscal year ends in September. They say tax receipts are running slightly higher than a year ago as more Americans are working and paying taxes. However, the tax cut signed into law by President Trump has meant that the $10 billion increase in receipts has failed to keep pace with the $100 billion increase in government expenditures. What do you think of that, Brian?
We're headed for bankruptcy.
Buddy, $1 trillion in 1 year. And we made tax cuts. They want to blame it on that. I don't think the tax cuts are the problem. I think the problem is we're not cutting spending. $100 billion in increased spending. And you wonder why we can't make it, sir? Bleeding.
That's right.
Bleeding money to every country on the planet almost.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we can't keep up with what's going on. Now, they're going to, obviously, why not blame Trump? We're blaming him for everything else. Let's just blame Trump. And it's reckless. Like Rand Paul said, it's just reckless spending and not worrying about the effects. We just are going to push our agendas, and we want this, and all the corruption that's going on, and the waste. You know, the amount of money we just waste. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's out of control, and I don't even know how to respond to it because, listen, Brian. Here's the problem. I don't even know if anybody can really even understand what $1 trillion is, sir. Now, we've talked about this before. How do you even understand what $1 trillion is? If it's expected to reach $1 trillion, according to the Treasury Department, don't worry, though, Brian. The Congressional Budget Office was slightly more optimistic about the deficit in its January outlook. They're estimating that it would stay just below $1 trillion until 2022, and then it'll be above that level consistently. So we're going to be almost $1 trillion for the next several years, even at the best estimates. And then after 2022, it's going to pop up above the T mark, the $1 trillion mark. And it's a concern then. I think it's a concern right now. I mean, if we do 2019, 2020, 21, 3 years of almost $1 trillion, what are you going to call it? $2.5 trillion? And then we're going to pop up over $1 trillion a year, and it's okay because it won't happen till then? I mean, I don't even understand this debate, sir.
Yeah, I think we're in trouble. As you said, we're in trouble now. I mean, and we have been in trouble for actually a long time. I think, you know, we're seeing the effects. I don't know how you come out $1 trillion, you know, in deficits. Maybe billions, yeah, we could deal with, but I don't see how we're coming out $1 trillion. So... And it just keeps growing. You know, they talk okay, if we're $30 trillion in debt, realistically, we could be $100 trillion in debt based on all the programs that are out there. So they're not going to control this. It's a spiral.
Well, and no matter whose gauge we're using, right, it's right around $1 trillion. We're just debating if it's a little going to be above sooner or below sooner or exact, but it's right around $1 trillion every single year. And I guess I'm saying, at what point do you say, you know what, we have got to cut expenditures? And I don't really even hear discussions about cutting expenditures. In fact, Rand Paul stood up before the Senate and said, hey, I got a penny plan. I want to cut one penny out of every dollar. Can we do that? Can we trim by a penny? And it's called the Penny Act or whatever. And they literally laughed him off the stage or off the floor of the Senate. And it completely ignored his proposal. Even the Republican controlled everything, ignored his proposal, sir. We're not even discussing the reduction of spending in a meaningful way.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And basically, most of our politicians, if not all of the politicians, when they're running for government, aren't they saying, oh, I'm going to go out there and we're going to cut spending, we're going to get control, we're going to do this, that, and the other. And they get out there and they join the good old boys club and they're gone. You know, so it's ridiculous.
Where do we go from here? I mean, I can't do anything nationwide to solve it. I mean, I'd love to sit down with Donald and me, you, and Donald could have a milk or something, you know, chocolate milk and discuss it or whatever, but... I don't see any real movement being made. I don't see any real attempts. I know there's a lot of good people working on it, but I don't see it becoming a real discussion point. Not with the Democrats in charge of the House. They're the ones in control of spending. Now, my goal is not to blame it on the Democrats, but the point is you have a divided House, sir. You're not going to get anything that would really be true, what we would consider constitutional or fiscal responsibility, are we?
No, I think that's why we're going to have some major problems going forward. I mean, we're going to see bigger and larger issues, and we're seeing all these things starting to unfold. I mean, you talk about other countries. Saudi threatens, you know, we're pulling out of this petrodollar thing. We're going to use euros or yen or yuan or something else to trade, or gold for oil. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to use this collapsing dollar. And the feds are saying, well, the dollars, we're okay. Well, look, the dollar's stronger, and it's not stronger. And they say that, or, you know, so we got some strength today, so the metals are going down, or that. I mean, it's such a false front. But yeah, we're headed for bankruptcy. You know, they're going to devalue our dollar. I don't see any way out of it, in my opinion. I think that the dollar is going to devalue, and we've seen what's happened in other countries as they continue to devalue currency and print more. It just doesn't work. So yeah, going off the standard, or, you know, the gold and silver standard, and allow the, you know, feds to just print it, and we pay what, millions in just add to the deficit. It's what 500 or even growing interest in payment, just the interest. So yeah, it's reckless abandon.
All right, I typed in one word to Google, and I typed in the word crypto.
Yeah,
that's all. Just the word crypto. And I get back the fascinating headlines. Okay, they say the economy is melting down globally speaking, but don't worry, crypto might be on a bull run. And then the next headline says, crypto markets see red. European stocks teeter and wake. A Brexit deadline extension. So you got cryptocurrencies, crypto markets see red. What does that mean to you, Brian?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're creating, you know, they create this new system of money, and yet it's just kind of out there. You know, it's just, we're going to create this we're going to use this. This is going to be the next thing. Well, I don't even know what it is, really. I mean, if somebody created some you know, that blockchain scenario, and that's going to save everything, and no one can know what you got, you don't know what you have. I don't know. It just seems... So I don't know how we really grasp onto that. I think going back to real money is what needs to happen. I mean, gold and silver, and you've got tangible assets, tradable tangible assets, instead of just, you know, I have money here, the crypto here, you've got it here, I can trade within this blockchain, no one knows. I just don't get that at all.
So let me understand this then. We don't know what $1 trillion is. I mean, we understand the T word, but we don't really get what that means. Like, I don't know how to fathom $1 trillion. It's happening to us debt-wise every single year because, hey, we won't get spending under control. When Rand Paul, Senator of Kentucky, floats a, let's just reduce a penny at a time, guys. Instead of spending a dollar this year, can we spend 99 cents, please? And they literally flat out ignore him. And then we say Bitcoin, or I'm sorry, what do they call these? Crypto markets see red. And then you say, hey, crypto might be on a bull run. And then you say, what does crypto even mean? What do these currencies even mean? Bitcoin and all this kind of stuff. Well, now China says they're going to ban cryptocurrency mining. You want to know why? Takes too much power.
Yeah.
Okay, what on earth is going on here? When we get back, I want Brian to respond to this. I'm just telling you, it's out of control. China bans crypto? Hey, man, I wonder what's going to happen if you're a Chinaman and you have a bunch of cryptocurrency somewhere and they ban it? What, you just can't make more money? Wait a minute, the Chinese can't make more money? But the Americans can? I thought we were giving all our money to the Chinese. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman, Brian Russ. RussCoinAgift.com in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange may be facing possible extradition to the United States following his arrest today in London at the Ecuadorian embassy. As he was being hauled out of the embassy, he was chanting that the UK should resist those US extradition efforts. Assange's lawyer claiming in a tweet that he was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S., along with a warrant for violating terms of his bail conditions in the U.K. Assange spent 7 years holed up inside the embassy under diplomatic protection that was revoked effective today. A suspect under arrest in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in Louisiana. Reports are he's a 21-year-old son of a parish deputy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A huge spring storm could dump more than 2 feet of snow on parts of the plains. It's already pounding the middle of the country with storm warnings out for at least a dozen states. Attorney General Bill Barr's comment that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign in 2016, making Democrats furious. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Barr has gone off the rails. European Union leaders in Britain have agreed to extend Brexit till October 31st. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. Please do not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Brian Rust on your radio, rustcoinandgift.com. So I'm telling you, I warned everybody not to dip your toe in the crypto. And, man, I don't know what to say about this, but the crypto markets see red. And bottom line is why? Well, I think the bull run on crypto might come to an end because China plans to ban cryptocurrency mining. It's all over the internet. Bloomberg is where I got the piece. You look at that and you go, whoa, wait a minute. Why are governments just flat out banning it? Partly because of power. It's taking too much power to mine the currency.
Yeah.
So they're not banning the coin. They're just banning the, what, creation thereof, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things, too, is a lot of this, what happens is your wave of people that kind of jump on board because it's a kind of a get rich quick. I can make all this money, and there were a lot that was because it was jumping so fast. You know, I talked to people that were buying these machines, and instead of parking their cars in the garage, they were buying machines to fill this garage and then bringing in 220 power and running these things all day trying to mine this stuff. Well, I've talked to a few of them since then. They've just pulled the plug on their machines. They can't make it, you know, fast. I don't know how it all works realistically, but it doesn't seem to. It does generate. You have to have a lot of power to do it, and it doesn't seem to be making them any money. So they've stopped.
Now, I find it funny. Why do they always, Brian, let me just understand this. Why do they always try to push for everything but real money?
Yeah. Well, there's powers to be that make a lot of money, I guess, if they can create some kind of a digital money system just out there. I've got this thing. If everyone wants to jump on board, I can make a lot of money, and so can you, kind of thing. A lot of these scammers kind of play on that. You know, some of the in the coin business, they do the same. You know, you buy this, you're going to get rich. Yeah, it's not even real, but anyway. But it's a sad, sad situation. I'm not, you know, listen, I'm not sure it's going to, you know, if they're going to try to, I keep reading reports here and there, and others pop up today, we're going to fix this system that's eventually going to take over. But yeah, I don't see it.
What do you think is going to happen with this, Brian? I think they're going to use just more and more and more and more of this to basically, you know, kind of boom and bust and strip people of their wealth is what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right on. That's exactly right. I think getting back to, well, and you've been talking about it. We've all been talking about just getting back to real. What's real? I mean, if I'm in Venezuela and I've got some silver and gold put away, some bolivars and other even, or you know, and some escudos or whatever it is that you've got some gold and silver. Well, you got real value. You've got tradable value. You don't have to wait in line and for this, that, and the other. You can barter and trade that, and people are willing to take it. Oh, I'll take that. Yeah, I'll trade it. You know, so, and we, you know, the system works in that you've got real money. Well, if you got paper, what was it? I saw on TV a thing where they showed on the news where all this paper is just lined the streets. It's kind of like Germany. They've dumped out the paper into the streets because the wheelbarrow had real value. Well, that's kind of what, that was the picture here just a few days ago.
So, I find this comical. I got another headline for you, Brian, that I just want to, I want to give you the headline and then just have you respond, all right? Headline says this: How I Almost Made Millions in Bitcoin, New York Magazine. How I Almost Made Millions in Bitcoin. And it's New York Magazine. They write this article how they almost got rich, Brian.
That's awesome.
I mean, think about how funny that headline is. I know they're being genuine. They're like, hey, I invested in Bitcoin. You know, I didn't really do it the right way, or I didn't do it this, or whatever their claim is going to be in this big old long article. But what I'm saying is it's just comical how, you know, New York Magazine, how I almost made millions of Bitcoin. And then I think my headline, don't dip your toe in the crypto. And I just kind of go, are you kidding me? Look, folks, I don't care what new mousetrap they build. If it's built on fiat, if it's built on fraud or, you know, something for nothing, if it's built on this out there in the, quote, what, blogosphere or whatever you want to call it, the internet, the bit, the air bit, whatever. In other words, there's nothing behind it. The idea is you use a bunch of power. Then that power somehow uses your computer to assemble money. The whole idea is preposterous. And the problem is, who pays for the power? What it reminds me of the people that want to put your corn to make gasoline. It's this alternative gas. You've heard of this, right, Brian?
Right.
And so
right.
You're going to basically drive around in your car hungry.
That's right.
Okay, I mean, it's just ridiculous. These things. That, and now it's like, hey, I can just get rich. And so someone's just like, hey, how I almost made millions in that thing. It was awesome. I was so close. It's like electing your politician. No cigar, Brian, but hey, better luck next time, buddy.
That's right.
Wait for the next.
You're right.
Wait for the next cryptocurrency to come along. It'll save your bacon.
That's right. Hey, there you go. The bacon coin, maybe, or something. The bacon. I don't know.
Well, everybody loves bacon. They even have bacon cologne now, Brian.
There you go.
Now, you know, wow. But I look at this and I just go, when are we going to stop searching for the truth and never finding the truth, searching for something that's just, I'm telling you, it's a fool's gold game from the get-go, sir. Yeah. And that's what people need to understand. It's not like I'm smarter than anybody else, but it is like I understand, look, they're not going to let you get rich tomorrow at their expense. They're not doing it. Wealth is not built that way for the masses. Now, if you're a unique person that can get it on the ground floor of the latest Ponzi scenario, okay, you might get rich. I'm not saying nobody can get rich. I'm saying it's only at the expense of others does it happen, unless it's slow, acquired intelligent wealth building over time. It's at the expense of someone else every time, Brian.
Right. Well, we want that easy road. We want that easy, you know, and these things pop up here and there and everywhere. And we're kind of pulled this way and pulled that way, but we want the easy road. We want to be able to just, you know, we want our piece of the pie. And if I can, you know, I jump in here and now I'm on welfare because I put all my money over here and that didn't work. Now I'm the government. They said they'd take care of me. So I'm going to, it's just, we get caught up in all this get rich quick
Well, if I were to do my own cryptocurrency, you know what I'd call it? I'd call it Obama crypto. My coin would be called the Obama. And the reason why is, wasn't he going to give everybody a car and a house? I mean, you know, there was liberals running around saying, man, Obama's going to take care of this, my education, my house, my car, whatever. Barack was going to fix it. How about just call it the Barry coin? You know, I got rich on Barry coins, man.
That's right.
Okay, I'm telling you, it's a fool's game, sir.
Yeah. You're right.
I was calling a hotel in Vegas yet last night. And the hotel talked about how they have all this, you know, a certain amount of floor and casino space and all this stuff. And then at the end of their big old promotion of their casino and everything, they said, our purpose or our goal, our, you know, what we are known for is we put the gambler first. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you? It's casino. Their whole purpose is to take care of the gambler, buddy. We put the gambler first.
That's good.
And I'm just going, are you people kidding me right now? You want me to dip my toe in the crypto, and then you're going to put, in fact, we need to create a way to gamble on Bitcoin.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure that's out there.
Then you can have the scam on the scam on the scam on the scammers, right?
Right. It's probably happening.
Just playing the odds, baby. Just the odds. Don't worry. They're in your favor, Brian. I'm telling you, your ship is coming in, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Then they say they're going to take care of me, too. So that's
they're going to put you first, Brian. I mean, their whole interest of being in business is to make sure that you, my friend, the gambler, are in just the best shape possible. And then, you ready for the kicker on this?
Yeah.
Right after that, the next thing in their loop when I was on hold said this. Know when to say when before you start gambling. And then it said, if you have a problem with gambling and you're addicted or you're in over your head or whatever else, you know, then you should call this number for help.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm going, doesn't that articulate the problem we have in a financial system today, whether it be Bitcoin, whether it be the fiat United States dollar, whether it be currencies around the world, whether it be the petrodollar, in other words, the dollar tied to oil, whether it be a Bitcoin or digital currencies or you know, whatever you want to call it, cryptocurrencies or any of these things. Look, man, it's like, hey, it's all just the gambler mentality saying, I can play the odds and I'm going to beat the system.
Yeah.
And if you You're believe right. in that, folks, I'm telling you, you will be disappointed. You will lose everything you have. You will have a life of misery and disappointment and a roller coaster ride, to say the least. You might get rich for a little while, but eventually you'll get the short end of the stick. I promise. Don't dip your toe in the crypto. When we come back, Brian's going to brief us on the gold and silver prices. Do you have a minute to stay a little longer, Brian?
Yeah.
All right. He's going to brief us on the gold and silver prices and what's kind of going on in the market. We'll do that in just seconds. Brian Rust with me, ladies and gentlemen. RustCoinAndGift.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Riding Shotgun, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. What's happening in the market, sir? Where are gold and silver sitting right now?
Let's see. Gold was at $1,295.10, which is just a little bit higher than what last week. Down a little bit today, $13. Silver, $15.06, down 23 cents. What was it last week? Was up? It's up 3 cents from last week. Platinum, $903. Palladium, $13.82. So those are all down a little bit. They state that it's down a little bit because the dollar index is up. So that's what they say. I hate when they use the dollar as the gauge.
All right, what is gold again? $1,295.10. Okay.
Silver's $1,506.
Okay.
So.
And you know, what do you think though? I mean, it's down a little bit, but it seems pretty steady to me. I mean, the changes that I'm seeing are like. Not very much when you really think about it, right?
Yeah, it's been kind of even killed, kind of where we're seeing it a little bit, you know, just kind of this cycle, a little bit up, a little bit down, a little bit moving. And one thing we need to be aware of that could, you know, take place or so on is an opportunity to buy an opportunity. Obviously, if it goes down type thing, we should gives us a little bit more money maybe to put into that market. But they're gonna suppress the metals a little bit in these games because your central banks. If you look at the history of what's going on in the last year or even two or three years, these central banks have been manipulating base because your exchange is driven by paper. So these central banks use that paper to dump or hit the market, which brings the metals down, and they're buying up physical metals. So countries and so on are buying up these physical metals. And why would they do that? If the stock market and their currency and all this stuff is so strong, and so why would they be buying up metals? Well, they know that it's not that strong, and that yeah, it's going to collapse, and their metals are going to bail the powers to be. They'll still have the wealth because they've been able to position themselves in protecting that paper.
All right, what's best to keep an eye on right now then?
Well, I would continue to, you know, a little at a time. I'd be putting away silver and gold and just, and can stay the course, you know, each paycheck or, you know, every what you can do. I'm not saying get in debt like our government, but basically, you know, just making simple purchases like that and start stockpiling your metals to protect your paper, basically. So.
All right, a lot of people believe that numismatic coins are the answer. In other words, they're saying, hey, you know what, I want something that's going to grow in value. And the problem with gold and silver, it's a great hedge, Brian, but it doesn't really grow in value. Is there really a way to kind of have a middle road there? In other words, do both?
Yeah, I have clients that will buy, you know, they want to put a silver dollar set together, or they want to, you know, the mercury dime set together, you know, or various collectible coins and enjoy the what we call the hobby of the industry, where you can enjoy that and get that collecting and kind of adding to your set and so on. I have a number of clients that do that, but also with that, they also, most of my clients have both. You know, they're buying some metal, you know, the bullion metal and then putting that aside. And then they're also enjoying the hobby by, you know, building sets, building quarter sets or dime sets or dollar sets or things like that.
And the reason they're doing both is because they know that it's a risk reward analysis. And when you do both, what you're doing is you're putting the very low risk of the basic gold and silver coinage. That's the stability factor. That's the hedge. That's the tried and true consistency, if you will. And then what they're doing is they're saying, I'm going to add to that a few collections and a few things that increase my risk slightly, but yet, because if the economy goes completely south, no one might care about the collector's item or that side of the numismatic idea. But yet in a normal world, then that's the side that can actually increase risk slightly, but also increase your return substantially. So you mix the two together. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You're building wealth. A lot of, you know, I get a lot of clients in that, or people come in. I've had clients over the years or their parents or grandparents over the years have put away medals or these collections and so on. And it's really been a blessing to the family members as they've come in and said, boy, we were in dire straits here a bit ago. My dad left this. He said, if we get into that situation, then here's some assets that you can help offset the situation you're in and have blessed their lives. They've been able to come in and sell some of that to pay off some debt, to get out of debt. And so it's the cycle's there, and it's been there forever, where families can be blessed as a result of, you know, putting a little bit away. Even our, you know, nowadays we can help. If we worry about our kids or what's their future going to be, perhaps, you know, putting away some of that metal or building some of these collections for them will be, you know, a little nest egg for them possibly as well. So it's real, you know. Hard assets. Those are real.
All right. Let me ask you this question. Do you know who Julian Assange is?
Yeah. Didn't he just get arrested?
Yes, sir. That's the whole point of the story here. Yeah. Turns out Julian Assange got arrested. Now, here's what I find fascinating. I personally think WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a hero. He reported the truth, and he outed some real high-level swamp monster people. Now, he's been arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Police announced. Now, listen to this. They announced that on behalf of U.S. authorities who are seeking his extradition. So U.S. authorities are behind the arrest of Julian Assange. So Ecuador stepped aside. And now what? London has basically participated in getting a hold of him from the Ecuadorian, safe space there. They call it an embassy, but it's really an Ecuadorian safe space in London. And so now the Ecuadorians stepped aside. The London folks are participating, and they're going to bring him back. And what is he going to be, the fall guy for the Russian collusion that never existed, Ty, Brian?
That's exactly right. It's like a tangled mess, and if they can, you know, I think they're grabbing for anything or anybody that they can that turns the light away from them, you know the left and what all the, because it's unraveling for them. You know, Trump's actually starting, you know, is causing some real havoc. They didn't think he'd get there. When he has gotten there, it's caused so much havoc and that they're just scrambling. So they're grabbing this and throwing this, maybe to take the limelight off what's really going on over here. Maybe it'll just go away.
Yeah. Maybe, or maybe they'll just abuse Assange over this and say, hey, he was the bad guy. But I don't really see it that way. I really don't see it that way. I don't see that Julian Assange is the bad guy. You can say, well, hey, wait, he leaked stuff, he hacked stuff, he... You know what? We don't know what he did or how he got his information, do we?
No. Well, I mean, I think, there again, you're right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're going to put him through the ringer.
Now, Donald used to praise Julian Assange when he was on the campaign trail. Now I don't hear him lifting a finger to stop the, I don't know who, from going after him.
Well, again, I think, you know, isn't Donald got so much hitting him every day that, you know, maybe he'd like to help and hopefully he will. You know, you've mentioned a number of things where Donald's kind of just gone quietly away, but I maybe it's because he's got so much stuff hitting him that it takes a week for him to get to some of this stuff, maybe. I don't know. We're hoping.
All right.
Like, anyway. you've had this person on the radio, and I've been listening off and on. He's, what is it, the North Dakota bar?
It's actually the North Carolina bar, but yes, his North name is Alan Phillips.
I mean, he hasn't done anything, but you look at what he's going through. So it's kind of like these kind of things are coming up. They don't like what you're doing or what you're bringing up, so they kind of create these false narratives. So,
and everybody uses these terms, witch hunt, right?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of wondering, a witch hunt for who? Not Hillary.
Yeah. Right.
Not Barack. It seems like the more spot on you are in telling the truth and being honest and promoting Christian values and standing for the idea that we're all God's children and we should work together, and the more common sense and more moral statements and or positions you take, the more Christian view you have, the more you're maligned and attacked, the more you are the witch hunted, if you will, Brian.
Right. Absolutely. You hit it right on. I think we're playing a lot of this out. I mean, when we push God aside and we just all the things that are good, we destroy. Wrong is right. Right is wrong. It's just our country's just in a mess. The world is in a mess because of that.
But we on the radio are a clarion call to point the way back to God, family, and country, to point the way back to the protection of life, liberty, and property, to point the way back to honest money. And I just believe if you're not going to have an honest money system, can the rest of society even be honest? I don't see how. The whole medium of exchange, every single transaction becomes a dishonest transaction, not even by the intended. In other words, you and I might not intend dishonesty, but it's being perpetrated on us every transaction we make. It's a wealth fleeting system. It's a fleecing of the honest on the altar of dishonesty under the guise of government leadership.
Amen. No doubt about it.
Brian, my friend, I appreciate you, sir. Keep us posted, will you?
Hey, I'll do it. We need to get you back there next to Trump, and perhaps you can help him.
Hey, man, you and Kurt can go on back there. I'll hold down the fort here in Utah where it's safe in the Rocky Mountains, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, Brian. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust doing a phenomenal job. And see, we need an honest man in the money business, in the real, honest, constitutional currency money business, where you can say, look, what do I do, Brian? How do I protect my wealth? How do I slowly but surely obtain wealth? How do I go about this? And his advice is solid. You know what? Don't put all your eggs in the gold and silver basket, but make that part of your portfolio. Don't try to panic and act like the sky is falling. It's not Chicken Little around here. But do it slowly but surely. Do it steady-like every month, every paycheck, whatever works best for you. Whatever consistent way you want to go about it, slowly but surely gain constitutional currency, gold and silver. If you want to expand your portfolio a little bit, get involved in the very careful numismatic idea. But really the core needs to be the stability factor, this hedging of your bets by putting part of your portfolio in real money, honest money, constitutional currency. Honest weights and measures is how the Bible explains it, right? And so whether you come from Bitcoin or crypto, or whether you're talking about Julian Assange, there's not stability in society, ladies and gentlemen. But there is protection in keeping God's laws and using honest money. If you want stable, steady assets, it's about land. It's about constitutional currency. That's why we do our very best to protect life, liberty, and property. We got a rock star guest coming up. I'll leave it for a surprise for next hour. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman, thanking Brian Rust. RustCoinAndGift.com. Check it out today for Sam and Brian and Kurt, even though he's with his wife taking a break. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. We would request that you get involved. Donate today at LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.